Texte numéro 91. The age of the video. Something funny has been happening to the CCTV cameras in our neighborhood. They have started growing ears. Not real ones, at least not yet, but audio functions enabling them to hear what is happening around them as well as see. At the moment, the experiment is confined to 6 cameras operating in the Soho area of Westminster, London, which has a high concentration of clubs and bars. An advanced wireless network, which the council is building, relays the information to a monitoring centre. If it is successful, it will be expanded to other selected areas. Police in the UK are also thinking about installing new CCTV cameras sensitive enough to record conversations up to 100 yards away to thwart hooliganism. Westminster Council claims that the devices don't eavesdrop since they monitor ambient noise, not actual voices. For instance, if the decibels emanating from clubs rise above acceptable levels late at night, then the authorities are automatically informed, so instead of sending out noise monitoring officers, they can ring the club's owners to warn them or, if it is serious enough, take the appropriate action. There is no reason to doubt Westminster's policy not to monitor voices, but other organisations, not subject to democratic scrutiny, need not feel so constrained. It is not difficult to find companies selling audio-visual surveillance equipment on the internet. We have forestalled the onset of a governmental Big Brother by meekly accepting surveillance and even doing much of it ourselves. The video camera age has turned mutual surveillance into a hobby and even a job. We had better get used to all this. It is the way reporting is going. A US media startup, nowpublic.com, claims to have 52,000 mojos, untrained mobile journalists, around the world ready to send back photos, videos and text from riots and trouble spots that it would take trained journalists days to reach. It knows where each of its mojos is through cell triangulation or satellite tracking. When Heathrow was closed to the media during a security alert last year, Now Public claimed it had 7 people inside the terminal taking snaps or videos. Pretty soon, we won't need to rely on external recording devices, as we will be able to have tiny audio-visual cameras attached to ourselves, chronicling our entire lives. Professor Nigel Shadbolt, president of the British Computer Society, told a Memories for Life conference at the British Library recently that in the not-too-distant future, a device the size of a sugar cube will exist, able to record an entire lifetime of human memories. The question is whether governments should be allowed to build a sugar mountain out of these cubes or whether they belong to us. Adapted from The Guardian, January 2007.